William Nicholson originally wrote Shadowlands as a BBC TV movie, then turned it into a successful stage play, and now has adapted it into a film directed by Richard Attenborough. Kevin Whitehead, who's pinch-hitting this week for Stephen Schiff, has a review.
Shadowlands is set at Oxford in the early 1950s. It tells the story of how English writer C.S. Lewis was jolted out of his drab existence by a brassy American divorcee who made him see that life is risky but worth living. If that sounds corny, people pay good money for corn in movie theaters. Lewis, who's called Jack by his friends, is played by Anthony Hopkins. Deborah Winger plays the divorcee, Joy Gresham. She's a spontaneous, uninhibited Yankee, a sort of stock type for the English. 30 seconds after she shows up, she causes a scene. Here she is a little later at a faculty reception, talking to a smug academic played by John Wood.
This is how I explain the otherwise puzzling difference between the sexes. Where men have intellect, women have soul.
As you say, Professor Riley, I'm from the United States, and different cultures have different modes of discourse. I need a little guidance here. Are you trying to be offensive or just merely stupid?
Jack Lewis needs this woman. He's a man who never asks a question without knowing its answer. A sexless guy who doesn't see how carnal his literary imagery is. A man who writes books for kids, but as the story opens, doesn't know any children. That changes thanks to Joy's young son Douglas, played by Joseph Mazzello from Jurassic Park. Filling out the quartet is Jack's brother and housemate Warnie, played by Edward Hardwick. The interconnections among all four characters keep the story from becoming too schematic. By the way, the real Joy Gresham had two children, not one, which is a clue to how true this quote-unquote true story may be. Anthony Hopkins knows how to play decent, repressed types. He's fine, at least till Jack falls in love and he gets this creepy Alan Alda smile on his face. Deborah Winger gives the kind of performance often called gutsy, meaning she knows she's not an ingenue anymore. She plays Joy Gresham with her jaw thrust out defiantly, and with a thick New York accent that comes and goes like the dainty thunder we hear rolling across the countryside. But Winger breaks out of brash American caricature as often as she ditches the accent. You can believe in Joy's power to change Jack Lewis's life.
I've only now just seen it, how you've arranged a life for yourself where no one can touch you. Everyone that's close to you is either younger than you or weaker than you. Or under your control?
Why are you getting at me? I thought we were friends.
I don't know that we are friends. Not the way you have friends, anyway. Sorry, Jack.
I don't understand.
No, I think you do. You just don't like it. Nor do I.
Shadowlands is a small story. But the director of Gandhi and Chaplin can't help but think big and stately. One scene has some 900 extras, and the action would move slowly even without a guided tour of the Oxford campus. Attenborough manipulates viewers in very conventional ways, and he calls your attention to every symbol in the film, as if afraid you'd miss one. Shadowlands preaches against playing it safe, but there isn't a daring moment in it. As Joy Gresham likes to point out, deeds mean more than words.
Kevin Whitehead is Fresh Air's regular jazz critic. He's filling in this week for Stephen Schiff.